It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Matthew chapter 8, Mark chapter 5, and Luke chapter 8. There is a story about a man who was demon possessed. This man is different than the other demon-possessed people we read in the Bible. This man, Matthew says there were two men, but the Mark and Luke says there was a one man. Then someone will say, who is wrong and who is right? The one man who is described in Mark chapter 5 and Luke chapter 8 is the same man is recorded in Matthew chapter 8. But the other man might be not that famous, who was also with a demon-possessed man. The story is given like this. This demon-possessed man was dwelling among the tombs. He was naked. They tried to shackle him with a big chains. He could break those chains to pieces, and he was cutting himself with the stones, and he was living in the dangerous place, and people were afraid of him. And so when you compare with this man and Matthew chapter 8, the story is similar. Even the Matthew says two, but one man was much wild man than other. So the Mark and Luke picked up the wild man who was naked, who was hurting others and himself, and living in the tombs. And people were afraid of him. When Jesus Christ just came out of the boat and he was just coming, landing, and this demon-possessed man ran to Jesus Christ. And the Word of God says in Mark chapter 5 verse 6, he worshipped Jesus Christ and said to Jesus, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God. And so this demon-possessed man also recognized Jesus Christ is the Son of God or the Son of the Most High God. Can you imagine? Many people do not want to believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God or God Himself, but the demon recognized. Jesus Christ asked this man, what is your name? And this man says, my name is Legion. Means he had thousands of demons or thousands of evil spirit dwelling in him. Can you imagine if someone has the legions of demons tormenting that man, what kind of stage that person would be? That's why the Word of God describes that he could not wear any cloth, he could not tame by any man, and he was living with the dead people we're living. The horrible situation. But he comes and worships Jesus Christ. Even though they were legions of demons, but not a single demon had the power to overcome Jesus Christ or harass Jesus Christ or do something wrong to Jesus Christ. All of those demon spirits bowed down to Jesus Christ and worshipped. And they recognized that Jesus Christ has come to destroy them. And they start saying, "Why did you come to destroy us before the time?" Because they know there is a time set for the demon and his followers, that God is going to put them in a lake of fire. The lake of fire is prepared for devil and his disciples. Lake of fire is not built for you and me. But the word of God says, if we be followers of the devil, then only we will be destroyed. Thank God that Jesus Christ came into this world so he can deliver us from the power of the darkness or the power of devil and bring us to the saving knowledge of God or saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ asked this man, "What is your name?" he said, "My name is Legion." And Mark chapter 5 verse 12, that demonic person says to Jesus, "Send us to those swines." Mark says those swines were almost 2,000 swines. And where were they? They were in the mountain feeding. But as soon as Jesus Christ says, "Go," demon came out of this man, 2,000 or more. And those demons possessed to those pigs or swines. And the word of God said they violently ran for their life. Violently mean, you see, the pig, they don't run that fast. But now they were running for their life. And they ran to the sea and drowned in the deep sea. So not a single swine or pig was protected. When the owner of the herds saw this, they came to Jesus Christ. They knew Jesus has the power to do all of these things. And when they came, they saw the demon-possessed man. This demon-possessed man was famous in that region. Everyone knew what kind of man this was. But now this man was completely calm in the spirit, means he's in right mind. They gave him a cloth, so he was wearing a good cloth and sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ and listening to the word of God. When these people came, the owners of these swines, and they saw this man sitting quietly and listening to Jesus Christ with the right mind, they should be happy. But they were so angry because they lost their thousands of pigs and their business was ruined. But they didn't care if this one man is in sound mind. They wanted their business and their pigs. The word of God says, one man's value is more than the whole world. But the people do not recognize today. But this man, the man who was demon-possessed, he was so happy and so joyful, and he wanted to stay with Jesus Christ. And he asked Jesus, "Can I follow you wherever you go?" Jesus Christ said to him, "Go to your home, go to your friends, and tell them what great things God has done for you." And the word of God says he went home, and he told so many people what Jesus Christ has done. and many people came to Jesus Christ to be healed. This man was possessed by many demons, but Jesus Christ healed him instantly. There is nothing impossible with God. See how many demons were possessed to this man, more than 2,000, but all of them were cast out in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray for you. Just give your heart to Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, touch me. Heal me. Deliver me. And set me free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, you are a child of God. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. Now you have authority to call the Father, Abba Father. Let's pray together according to the Matthew chapter 18 verse 19. Two of us agree touching anything, He will hear our prayer. Let's pray together. You touch someone or raise your hand towards heaven. And let's pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is someone listening to my voice and they heard this story, let them know Jesus Christ is the one who is alive today and He is doing miracles today. Touch each and every one of them. Whatever the problem they are facing. John chapter 10 verse 10, your word says, enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. But your word says, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. Lord Jesus, give these people your abundant life. Sickness, disease or demonic spirit, I command in the name of Jesus to leave these people and let these people be free, healed, delivered, and set free. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.